Hi, this is Ned Ryan, President of American Majority. I want to talk to you today about fundraising. Now, I've met very few individuals who actually enjoy the process of raising money. When faced with eating a bowl of lint and lemon juice compared to fundraising, most will pick the bowl of lint. So those that do enjoy fundraising are in high demand. If they enjoy it and are good at it, they're not only in high demand, but they can also make a lot of money. Of course, I'm referring to those who are professional fundraisers. Now, you as the candidate are going to have to do quite a bit of fundraising if you hope to be successful. So if you find fundraising to be the most distasteful aspect of your campaign, join the club. It has a very large membership. But the fact is, unless you have been blessed with a great deal of wealth, you're going to have to spend a significant amount of time raising money. Most successful candidates will spend 30 to 50% of their personal time raising money. But even that usually doesn't provide all the money a campaign needs. You're going to need to have other avenues for raising money and funding your campaign. Let's go back for a moment to a previous podcast discussing your campaign organization's pyramid of volunteers. It was pointed out that you should have in each county or similar geographic location, precincts, neighborhoods, a fundraising chairman. This person should be one who can help you identify donors and is willing to assist you in setting up small and large fundraisers. It helps if this person is, of course, a lawyer, doctor, or successful businessman or businesswoman who is well enough known in the community that he or she can help you obtain prominent individuals to host fundraising events. In addition to these geographical coordinators, you will need to put together a finance committee to help you raise money from very large donors. This committee should be composed of influential, wealthy people who are interested in politics and, of course, passionately interested in helping you win. These people need to be people who are friends with the real movers and shakers in the community. If possible, find a lawyer, a doctor, a banker, or the president of a company to serve on your committee. These need to be people who are willing to commit to seeking large contributions from their friends and colleagues. With this basic structure in place, a finance committee and a local fundraising chairman, you will be in a position to go after the money that you will need to run your campaign and win it. There are really only three sources of money in campaigns: individuals, political action committees, and political parties. Each of these sources operates in a very different manner. First, let's talk about individual donors. Raising campaign funds, dialing for dollars, from individuals is not really as bad as your imagination can make it out. If you have not been engaged in political campaigns before, there are a few facts that you may not be aware of which will help you put this in a better perspective. First of all, there are many people who routinely give to candidates. Moreover, a good number of these folks even expect it and are somewhat puzzled when they are not approached. Some of these people are exceedingly wealthy and have some firm ideas about government. They see it as their civic duty to give to the candidate of their choice and find that the election law limits are not a significant outlay of their resources. To be honest, you will be surprised at how many of these people exist, and they exist at every dollar level. For instance, just as there are people for whom parting with $2,300 is not an issue, there are people who will easily give $50 or $25. There are just not one or two people who routinely give high dollar amounts to campaigns, but scores of such people. The key to fundraising is, first of all, determining whether the person you are approaching is the type of person who's willing to give. Two, determining how much they're willing to part with. Three, asking in the right manner. And four, reaching as many people as possible. Then create a plan on how to contact those donors. You can do several things, but having the candidate involved in the big dollar fundraising is vital. People who are willing to give $2,300 usually like to have a little face time with the candidate. For the bigger donors, you have several options. First, have your county chairs or a member of your finance committee organize a fundraiser at his or her home. Make sure the big dollar donors are invited and have the dollar amount set at $500 or $1,000 or whatever figure you come up with to come to that event. You, the candidate, will be there to meet the donors and get to know them better, maybe have a photo shoot. You'll also have an opportunity to communicate with donors face-to-face about what you believe and how you intend to legislate when you are elected. Remember, the personal touch is vital in politics. The golden rule is applicable in just about every political situation, from fundraising to interaction with campaign volunteers and, like it or not, interaction with the media. Now, next week, I'm going to continue with the topic of fundraising, talking about individual donors, political action committees, and parties, and how you, the candidate, will fundraise to fund a successful campaign.